I'm Dan Klefstad. About 1,000 University of Illinois students tested positive for COVID-19 on the Urbana campus since mid-August. U of I researchers previously predicted about 700 cases for the entire semester. Officials say a few students who threw parties and ignored directives to isolate caused super spreader events, leading to the uptick in cases. In response, U of I officials imposed a 2-week restriction on student movement. Chancellor Robert Jones says students who don't comply will face immediate suspension.
Because of what we're announcing today, I remain very, very hopeful and optimistic that we will continue to be able to move forward with this hybrid version of education.
2 students have already been suspended, and 100 more students and organizations are being investigated. In other news, a panel of Illinois state representatives will investigate House Speaker Michael Madigan and any ties he has to a ComEd corruption scheme. Tony Arnold has more.
This legislative committee to investigate a member is very rarely used, and while it's not a criminal investigation, they could still hear evidence and testimony. They even have subpoena power. It's made up of 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans, so at least one Democrat would have to vote against Madigan, their party's leader, to have him face any consequence. Madigan issued a long and very angry statement accusing Republicans of using the committee as a political stunt. The speaker has not been criminally charged, but the power company ComEd is accused of bribery for giving jobs and contracts to Madigan Associates. I'm Tony Arnold.
Some Illinois utilities agreed to extend their moratoriums on disconnections. This announcement comes from the Illinois Commerce Commission. The COVID utility relief agreement will also provide additional consumer protections and deferred payment agreements. Several companies, including Nicor Gas, agreed not to disconnect customers until September 30th. Others, including ComEd and Ameren Illinois, will extend through next Thursday. The chairman of the Commerce Commission encourages residents to call their utility providers to set up a deferred payment plan, which could be used after the moratorium is lifted. And the American Lung Association announced a plan to tackle e-tobacco use by the nation's high schoolers. Capital News Illinois reports education and research are the main pillars of the association's strategy. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. SIU Carbondale's COVID-19 case count jumped from 6 to 31 this week. New totals from the university show off-campus students, 9 on-campus students, and 2 faculty or staff members that have tested positive for the coronavirus. The news comes on the same day Southern Illinois Healthcare announced it would provide testing for students, faculty, and staff on Wednesdays and Thursdays at its Carbondale testing location. SIUC does not require testing, but administrators say they are working with the Jackson County Health Department and SIH to provide the tests and necessary care and contact tracing. Ahead of the popular Labor Day weekend, Governor Pritzker urged Illinoisans to continue to be careful in the battle against COVID-19, especially at family events.
Public gatherings this weekend, Pritzker stressed the risk is still there.
People often let down their guard thinking, well, I'm at home or I'm at someone's home. You don't know where everybody that's there has been. The reality is that there can be and has been significant amount of community spread as a result of those kinds of gatherings.
The governor noted that over the last 2 weeks, 9 of 11 regions in Illinois have seen positivity rates increase. I'm Kevin Boucher.
You can see local numbers on our website, WSIUnews.org. The Illinois House of Representatives will investigate Speaker Michael Madigan for his connection to the ComEd lobbying scandal. ComEd was charged with bribery for steering contracts to Madigan allies in exchange for favorable legislation in Springfield. Madigan has not yet been charged. Good morning.